Can you also comment on public drinking water supplies?
Yes, I mean, that's another one of the issues here. You know, you've got a lot of focus on outdoor recreation, but, you know, there's a public health aspect here. Several years ago, the EPA did a comprehensive assessment of public water supply systems that are fed, in whole or in part by the small streams that are most at risk of losing protections. And what they found was 1 in 3 Americans got the drinking water they use at home from one of these public systems that's fed by these small streams. And in Minnesota, the estimate was about, I think I've got the figure here, was about 978,000 Minnesotans get their drinking water from these systems. So, and again, it's not hard to think about. If you've got clean water coming into these sources, you're going to have cleaner drinking water, and it's going to require less effort and less expense to treat that water before it goes to your home. If you've got that water coming in that's impaired, that's polluted because those streams aren't protected by the Clean Water Act, right, then your source water isn't going to be as clean as it needs to be. Your local water utility is going to have to spend more in order to clean it to get it to your home. Forget about your exposure to these waters when you're out recreating or your pets or whatever the case may be that don't have the benefit of the water going through the treatment plant before it comes out of the tap.